The views and opinions expressed by hosts and guests on Patriots with Grit do not necessarily reflect those of Patriots with Grit LLC, its founders, and owners.
Get ready for truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs, from God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, patriotic Americans. Welcome to Patriots with Grit. Now let's jump into today's episode with your host, Darren Ross.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Patriots with Grit. We have an awesome guest lined up for you today. Randy, who is it?
MTG.
And if you haven't heard of MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, by golly, you're about to. Stick around. Here we go.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98. Or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
According to Wikipedia, our guest today has promoted anti-Semitic, white supremacist, and far-right conspiracy theories, including the white genocide conspiracy theory, QAnon, Pizzagate, and other extremist conspiracy theories. She's a strong supporter of President Donald Trump, who aided in support of Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election, and has since supported Trump's false claims of a stolen election, and she called for the results of the 2020 U.S. presidential election in Georgia to be decertified. Randy, I don't know about this person.
She's a liar.
Oh, well, she this far right-wing conspiracy. But you know, here's the Patriots with Grit translation of our guest today. You know, she's a God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, America-first patriot. She's a MAGA firebrand, one of the most dangerous women, Randy, in Washington, D.C. I mean, that's crazy. She got a brand new book out, MTG. She pulls back the curtain on the Washington swamp and the Democratic political elite. Welcome to Patriots with Grit today, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thank you for being here with us today, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. And you know what they say about conspiracy theorists? Just give us a little bit of time and it's proven to be true.
Absolutely. Yep. We didn't want to be spreaders of misinformation or disinformation, Randy. So no. We wanted to cover it all up there. Marjorie, we know you have a new book out. We had the chance to meet you at Mike Lindell's event last year in Springfield, Missouri at one of his summits. And had the opportunity to hear you and meet with you. But we know your book has a lot of new, you're just, you know, exposing all the corruption in the swamp. You know, you're talking about J6, no Green Deal, just say no to wars. What's the GOP doing? Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing. If you want to talk real quick about what's going on in D.C. today. I mean, right now, December 19th, your staffers just let you in on a little secret about what's going on there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll start with my book real quick, and then I'll inform your audience of what's actually happening today. I wrote my book, MTG, basically because when I entered Congress in January of 2021, the media created a character of me that doesn't exist. And, you know, they lied about me and spread those lies all over the country and all over the world. And I was catapulted from being an ordinary American who had never been in politics before. And a businesswoman, a successful businesswoman and mom in Georgia, to being slandered in the media every single day. And it was unbelievable. But what I've learned in Washington is shocking to me. And I wrote my book, MTG, and I hope people get a copy at mtgbook.com, because I want people to know what I know, walking the halls of Congress and working there every single day. So it's a great read. Order your copy at mtgbook.com. It's great for Christmas and beyond. So I hope people get a copy. But yes, just as I was telling you before we started the interview, my staff in Washington were sending me pictures and videos and informing me that a pro-Hamas, anti-Israel group, Ceasefire Now, those are the groups that we're seeing protest all over the country and attacking, you know, Jewish people all over the country. They have actually taken over the rotunda inside the Capitol, and they are holding a protest in there, and Capitol Police are trying to force them to leave. And I was looking at the video right before I came on with you guys. And it looks like, and I'm pretty sure it's her, I'm waiting for verification, but it looks like Linda Sarsour is leading the group. Linda Sarsour, if people don't know who she is, you should look her up. She's has known ties to terrorists, very strongly linked, and she's extremely dangerous. She was one of the organizers of the Women's March. Everyone remembers the Women's March back in when President Trump was inaugurated. And she's also linked, I believe, to the Muslim Brotherhood. She's a big supporter of Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and some of the biggest radicals, anti-American Congress members of Congress in our country. And that I'm pretty sure that was her I saw in video leading the chant. They claim to be anti-war. They are not anti-war. They are fully pro-Hamas, pro-terrorism. Some of the most dangerous radicals, and this is a growing group inside America, and it should terrify everyone. We should not be seeing these people protest, and they've taken over the Capitol today. So I'm calling for them to be arrested, thrown in the DC gulag. They should be held in solitary confinement, just like the January 6th. Defendants were held, and they should receive the same treatment. If the Department of Justice is going to continue to persecute January 6th defendants, then the left deserves the exact same treatment that they are doing to these people that walked in the Capitol on January 6th.
Well, I'm assuming she'll be arrested within 2 days, Randy, because our guest right before you today, Marjorie, was Derek Evans from West Virginia. And he was actually at the Capitol on January 6th. They showed up at his house on January 7th and arrested him on January 8th. So I'm assuming by the 21st of December, all these people will be in jail.
No, I don't think anything will happen to them.
That's right. Unbelievable. Well, unbelievable.
I mean, if justice is fair, you would expect Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray at the FBI, and Merrick Garland, our Attorney General of the Department of Justice, to do that. But you're right. It's not going to happen because the scales of justice have tipped so far to the left, they have basically fallen off. And there is no justice in America anymore because we're controlled by a communist regime.
Well, and I'm sure there won't be any video come out of these people beating cops and killing cops at the, you know, I mean, there won't be any of that type video. Just, yeah.
It's amazing. No. Marjorie, when did you start seeing the corruption or the weaponization of these agencies? When did it start to get really bad? Was it since COVID? Was it during COVID? When did this just mass hysteria in the Justice Department actually start?
Well, it happened. Well, I would say it's actually been happening all the way back in the Obama administration and even weaponization of government and control started during the Bush administration. I'm not a big fan of George Bush. I'm not a big fan, obviously, of Barack Obama. That's when the resistance movement really started. And then we saw those people stay in our federal agencies when President Trump came into office, and they were a massive opposition to his administration and hurt a lot of his efforts when he was president. But when I became a member of Congress, and I had never held political office before, not on the state level, county, or anything. I just was an ordinary American that had had enough and felt fed up that no one's working for us in Washington. But when I went in January of 2021, it was shocking. And I write about this in my book. I wrote all about January 6th and what happened after that. I wrote about my visit to the jail in Washington, D.C., and how horrifically the January 6th defendants were being treated all the way back in 2021. And I wrote about that. But what I saw after January 6th was a full military takeover, and everyone saw it. They brought in 30,000 National Guard troops, turned Washington, D.C. and the Capitol complex into basically a military base, an entire establishment. Every entrance and exit was controlled. There were troops everywhere. And it was basically the Biden administration and the Democrats saying that we have taken over this country. And that's exactly what they did. They canceled a public inauguration because Joe Biden didn't have the support. They blamed it on COVID. And then they locked down much of the country in what I would call a fully controlled tyrannical government. And we've seen them move on from there. They've passed the Green New Deal. They did that last Congress in multiple big spending bills, but it has been passed. The Green New Deal is a communist manifesto that claims climate change is the greatest threat to humanity moving forward. And we know this is a lie. It's a complete lie. But the weaponization of government, I believe, is one of the most terrifying things we're living through right now. That aligned with the attack on free speech, which is absolutely what they are coming after. And they're doing it from everyone that maybe posted a meme on the internet back in 2016, as Mackey did, all the way forward to giant lawsuit settlements against Rudy Giuliani, and going after President Trump on huge federal indictments and state DAs coming after him in civil lawsuits, and also criminal cases. And most Americans are still asleep while this is happening, thinking that the presidential election is about the border and inflation. It absolutely is not. It is truly about the safety for all Americans moving forward and stopping the communist regime that's in place right now and saving our country. That's what 2024 is all about. And I watch it on full display every single day in Washington, D.C. when I'm there.
So, you know, you experience this stuff. You see what goes on in Congress, and, you know, what percent, if you had to give me a percentage, what percent of Congress do you feel are actually working for the people and not themselves?
Well, that's an interesting thing to talk about. I think it's easily less than half. But I will tell you, like, the GOP conference, people need to understand, yes, Republicans control the House of Representatives right now. But when I describe our GOP conference in the House, I always say it's very similar to a purple state. We are not a red conference. Right. We are not filled with conservative Republicans. It is very purple. And that's why, you know, we have to have the majority of votes in order to do anything in Congress. And it takes 218 votes to pass a bill, takes 218 members of Congress to do anything. And we have very few people that are willing to actually hold the Biden administration accountable like they should be held accountable. I'll give you an example. I have introduced articles of impeachment multiple times against Joe Biden. I did that on his first day in office, literally his first day in office. I introduced articles of impeachment against him because of Burisma and the extreme corruption that we know Hunter Biden and Joe Biden have been engaged in. And now I was proven to be right through our oversight committee investigation, which I'm on the oversight committee and have been fully involved in. I introduced articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas for the border, yep, against Merrick Garland for the weaponization of the Department of Justice, against Christopher Wray for abuse of power and the weaponization of the FBI, and against Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney in the Department of Justice that is using his full power to persecute January 6th defendants. The problem is what makes sense in the real world in America makes no sense in Washington, D.C. And while most Americans agree with impeaching these people and holding them accountable, the problem is there's very few Republicans in our conference that are really willing to cast those votes. So it's extremely frustrating, disheartening, and upsetting to work in that type of environment, because when I'm there, they don't want to do anything. But the minute I leave that city, everyone I talk to says, why aren't Republicans doing anything to stop all of this in Washington? And my answer is constantly is I can't understand it. I have no idea why they won't do their jobs and stop all of this.
Well, Marjorie, we have a few questions from our viewers and our audience. They sent in prior when they knew that we were going to have you on. But I have to ask this question first. You know, there's a lot of three-letter agencies, FBI, DOJ, FTA, all. In your personal opinion, what percent of those people working inside those three-letter agencies, FBI, DOJ, et cetera, are good and working for the people as opposed to working on the weaponization side?
Well, it's hard to come up with a percentage. That would be extremely hard for me to guess at. But there's many FBI agents, especially the ones that were hired, you know, after 9/11, that are great people. These are the good guys, and they genuinely are trying to do a good job. They believe in our country and our freedoms. And I talk to those agents frequently and really appreciate them. These are the guys that want to go after child sex traffickers. These are the ones that really want to take down terrorists. These are the ones that want to do a good job. They don't want to be tracking down MAGA grandmas and veterans that walked in the Capitol on January 6th.
And school board moms.
Right, right. But it's the inner workings of the FBI, the ones that work on, say, the seventh floor in Washington, D.C., that's where the problems are. And they serve the regime. They absolutely serve it, and it's completely political to them. They view all of us as domestic terrorists. They truly do, and they say it openly. And that's the danger that we're all in. The Department of Justice, I'm not sure about. I couldn't tell you a percentage there. But I will say Matthew Graves, his entire office, of course, the special counsel, Jack Smith, Merrick Garland himself, and those that work under him, we know those are all politicized. They are using and abusing the most, I would argue, one of the most powerful federal agencies against half of this country because we support President Trump. And that's an extreme danger to us all. But we have so many problems there. But you have to also look at the Washington, D.C. They really exist, that the entire federal government exists to serve itself. There is basically like a giant business, the federal government is. So whenever it comes to funding or continuing federal contracts that pay these like big industrial bases, like the military industrial base, or other big industries that keep their headquarters right there in Washington, D.C., because mm-hmm. they have to suck the money off the federal government. That's where it is so dangerous to the American people, because all the interests in Washington, D.C. are focused inward to hold the power for the federal government, keep their jobs. Remember, they have house payments and kids, too, and they want to do everything they can to keep their jobs, maintain the power. And that's the problem. That's why the federal government does not serve the American people. It only serves itself.
Well, Marjorie, we have a few questions. Like I said, Randy's going to ask these real quick from some of our viewers that they sent in here prior to you getting on today. So if you're okay with that, we're going to run through these real quick.
Are you tired of the rising cost of your cable bill? If so, you are not alone. Millions of consumers are looking for ways to reduce their monthly cable or satellite bill. Thanks to Q Streaming, you can finally stop looking. Many are saying that Q Streaming is on track to be the best streaming platform in the world. For just $59.99 per month, Q offers thousands of live channels and a huge library of movies and TV series on demand, with more being added regularly. We have top-tier channels, and there is no charge for pay-per-view. Stream on up to 5 devices at one time and watch from anywhere with a high-speed internet connection. Don't just take our word for it. Try it. See for yourself. There is no contract or hidden fees. If you are ready to experience the future of streaming, subscribe to Q Streaming today. Q Streaming. This changes everything.
So we want your advice. You know, we've got a senator that's been in office for 25 years. He's a rhino. People don't like him, but he seems to keep getting voted in because anybody that tries to run against him, and we want your advice on how somebody can compete that doesn't have the millions. How can we get good people in there that don't have the funding?
I think that's a great question. And I have to tell you, it honestly takes money. And I hate to give you that answer, but it's true. Every single campaign needs the funding because you have to be able to get your message out. You have to be able to get your name ID out with all the voters. And that requires door knocking. That requires mailers. That requires ads, everything from on social media ads to TV ads and radio ads. And those all cost money. And that is the truth. And that's the hard answer. So if say a state or even a district has a candidate and the grassroots really want to get that person elected, I'm going to tell you right now, you guys got to fund them the best you can, and get a very organized campaign together that is capable of doing the business side of the campaign, that tells every voter that that's the person that you all want to vote for, that makes sure their name is known all over the district or all over the state, and make sure that people know why they need to vote for that person. And that's the hard part about this whole thing, is getting the funding to do it. But that's the truth, and that's the real answer.
Yeah, that's why we don't get many middle class business people that understand that level of life, getting them into office to make those smart decisions. A lot of these people in there were, I don't want to say millionaires, but they were people that didn't live the middle class life.
Well, like Marjorie came from a family business construction company. I mean, that's the kind of people. I said Trump's a business person. You need to run the country like a company. I mean, that's like a business.
But you got to make decisions based on how people really live, not how the elite live.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Look, you're talking to somebody that had to do that very thing. When I ran for Congress in 2020, again, my first GOP meeting I ever went to was when I announced I was running for Congress. That's how outside politics I really was. And I had no idea how it all worked. And every single establishment Republican endorsed my opponent. Every state legislature except two in my district endorsed my opponent. Over 30 Republican members of Congress endorsed my opponent. So I really had to work against the system to get elected. And I put a lot of my own money into my campaign, and I self-funded. And that was really the only way that I could have done it, because, you know, the entire Republican establishment was against me. So when I was calling big donors, they were saying, well, you know, who has endorsed you? And I was basically saying, Jim Jordan endorsed me. And that was about all I had. So, you know, that was it. And it was really hard. But you have got to fight as hard as possible as a true grassroots candidate or someone that doesn't have a lot of money. And I worked so hard. I was working practically 20 hours a day. A lot of the time it was tough.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So you had went and saw the J6 prisoners. That's been several months ago, maybe even a year ago. So people were concerned of what their fate is going to be. And I've heard, in my opinion, is, you know, we're kind of at war right now. These are prisoners of war, and DC is like a foreign government that is holding them prisoners of war. What do you see the future with those folks?
Everything depends on the 2024 presidential election.
Okay, it all, I agree.
Your future entirely hinges on that election. If we elect President Trump, he's going to pardon, you know, almost all of them, unless of course it's like something severe. But he will pardon them, and we need President Trump back in there to get that done. If Joe Biden or some other whoever they prop up and put in there, other than Joe Biden. We'll see it continue, and it won't stop. And these people's lives will continue to be ruined, and it I don't know how it will stop.
I don't know how they get by with there's no accountability. There's nobody over them, but there's no due process. I mean, even non-law people know that they're being mishandled.
Oh, they are. And they don't get a fair trial because in Washington, D.C., the judges hate these people.
Yep.
And they look down on them. They truly believe it's an insurrection. They believe these people are enemies to our country. And they're using them and abusing them and making them an example to all Americans, basically sending the message of your speech is wrong. You cannot say the election was stolen. You cannot support President Trump. Mm-hmm. And if you continue to do so, we're going to make an example out of you to all of America to never rise up against the government and protest anything. And that's the message that they're sending. And it's heartbreaking to me. I talk to these people a lot. And the part that saddens me the most is I don't have many other Republicans in Congress that will do anything to help these people. Most of them will do nothing and they just turn their back on all of them. And that's one of the things that makes me the angriest at my own conference is how can you say or take an oath to uphold the Constitution, but yet do nothing when the government is actually a tyrannical government and is abusing people and destroying their rights. It's beyond me. It's really bad.
So my last concern is for me. when you start watching from our perspective, and you start watching all the stuff on TV that's going on in Congress, and you know, there's people that act like, and I think they act like they still think that election was legitimate. Are there truly senators and representatives that think it was a legitimate election? Are they that?
Yeah.
They don't need to be in office if they're that stupid.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. I mean, of course, the Democrats all will tell you it was a legitimate election. It was a perfect election.
And a large percent of the Republicans, I'm assuming.
And many, many Republicans don't think it was stolen, sadly. I think we had, what was our number, 140-something objected to Joe Biden's Electoral College vote. So that tells you, you can look up the vote count and you can see who believed the election was stolen by looking at that vote count on January 6th. That'll tell you everything you need to know. And the ones that voted to certify Joe Biden's election, they didn't believe it was stolen. And they're on record. They're all on record. So anybody can look that up.
Marjorie, how does it feel to be called the most dangerous woman in Washington, D.C.?
It is certainly the strangest thing ever about that. My family and friends think it's outrageous, and it's been hard for them to deal with that. But we've all come around. Everyone recognizes it, you know, that if you're being attacked by the mainstream media, if they call you dangerous, and it depends on who these people are, but when it's Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and AOC and Joe Biden saying these things about me, well, then we all know exactly what that means.
You know where the truth lies.
Well, you know, yeah, it's hard. You know, I'm sure it's probably in your book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but we would love to have you back on and talk about like a day in the chamber and, you know, whatever you go through in a day's time. I want to know from the inside about these bills that come in and they're so full of garbage.
We are super excited here at Patriots with Grit to announce our brand new store that we just launched. All you have to do is go to patriotswithgrit.com, go over to the shop button, drop down to Patriot Partners, and you're going to find all kinds of awesome American-loving vendors here. You're going to have anything from precious metals to consumer goods to health and wellness to entertainment. And Randy, you can even get cheesecakes over here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could eat cheesecake while you're talking on your satellite phone.
Absolutely. So these vendors, like I said, they love America. They put together an awesome array of products for you guys. You get discounts on most everything. All you have to do is enter the promo code GRIT when you check out, and that'll give you a discount. Plus, it helps awesome shows like ours stay on the air, and you get the truth out to Americans all over. Go to our store today, patriotswithgrit.com. Go to shop and take advantage of these excellent offers today.
Yeah, no, a day is unbelievable. Nothing works normally there. That's my frustration. The days usually, you know, the work day starts later than it should, and it ends later than it should. The hours are all messed up. That's been one of the things I always complain about. I'm totally fine with working a long work day, but it doesn't make sense to start at 12 noon and go until 12 midnight. It's like, why can't we start at 8 a.m. like everybody else? But it's also a calendar system of failure where they basically we're not in session in all of August and half of September, but yet we're supposed to have the government funded by September 30th. So it's kind of hard to get your work done when they don't even have us in session for a whole month and a half leading up to that. And it just makes no sense. But yeah, I'd love to come back with you guys. And I hope people get my book at mtgbook.com. And I really appreciate y'all having me on.
Hey, I just got to say this. I looked up some reviews and everybody, it's like the local media. Everything they say in there is negative about you. It's nothing but a book of lies. You're positioning yourself to be at Trump's right hand. And it's the same. It's almost the same in every review. So you know what that says? It's a great book.
It is a great book. It's speaking truth. Well, Marjorie, thank you so much for being on here with us. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the author of the new book, MTG. We appreciate you coming on here. Thanks for being the most dangerous woman in Washington. Stay that way. That's a great, noble title. If I had to say so myself.
We need a ton of you.
Thank you. And I'd love to have more people like that. That'd be great. Thank you, guys. Keep speaking truth and keep in the fight. Yes, I will do it. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, my friend. Merry Christmas to you. God bless. Take care. See ya. Thanks for watching another exciting episode of Patriots with Grit. We want to keep you informed, so if you would, just go over to patriotswithgrit.com and give us your first name and your email so we can keep you up to date. Also, be sure to subscribe, like, and share so we can keep bringing you truth. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.